someone. Always trust my gut.
Hello and welcome to Gutted. I'm Elise.
And I'm Tony, and we're here to spill our guts about horror movie trailers. We will be reviewing the trailer for The Strangers, Chapter 1, set to be released May 17th of 2024. This film is directed by Rennie Harlan and written by Alan Cohen and Alan Friedland.
Yep, the two Alans.
All the Alans are involved in this.
Let's preview that trailer.
You are the messiest eater on the planet.
We have Lionsgate giving us The Strangers, Chapter 1.
Chapter first
of how many chapters?
Three. Because we have The Strangers and then Prey at Night, which I have not seen. I have not seen Prey at Night.
We all know The Strangers as one of the most terrifying home invasion films.
Okay, I have to admit, when I first saw it, I saw it as like one of those, like a screening, like a focus group screening kind of thing.
So you went into it totally cold.
Knowing nothing.
Like, that's how we like to do it. We do these trailer reviews as cold as we can get.
So when I saw this movie in theaters, I was terrified afterward. It stuck with me and I was just really sad too. And I didn't want to watch it again for like years afterward because you had never seen it. So I thought, okay, fine, I'll finally watch it again.
And then, yeah, you had been talking about it for a long time and then we finally sat down together and watched it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was terrifying.
It was. And I know people are like, oh, it's the same story as Is, that French film with the kids. I'm like, yeah, okay. But there are lots of movies that are home invasion movies that are probably very similar to Is.
I didn't see Is, but
I feel like it all depends on the execution. No pun intended. Yeah.
A lot of influence from a European or an Asian cinema.
And so they made the sequel Prey at Night. I have not seen that one. I kind of was not terribly interested in seeing it because I kind of thought, well, The Strangers, you know what's going to happen. They leave no prisoners. So
we will eventually get to it. So in this trailer of The Strangers Chapter 1, we have this sweet couple who are celebrating their 5th year anniversary with a 3-day road trip into the woods.
Yeah.
And they don't want to stay at a hotel. So they have this really cute cabin in the woods kind of thing, little Airbnb. It's all sweet. And we have this nice indie song.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Vrbo commercials, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then as they're driving through this backwoods town, everyone in town kind of looks bunk as hell. They look suspicious.
They just look stoic because they go into a diner and everyone looks at them and they're like, oh, weird.
It's a record scratch.
Who are these new people? Fresh like, blood.
Yeah, exactly. Not in our town.
Yeah, but they don't look bunk. They don't look, you know, haggard.
Hills have eyes.
They look pretty put together. There's a waitress who looks.
I'm just saying from the perspective of the city folks and they go and see the country folks. And the country folks look like
they're like, you're not our kind. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. They look scary.
Well, my
word choices.
You saw Richard Brake, and we all know that if Richard Brake's in the movie, he's not playing some some sweet cop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the couple, you know, they're like having a good time and they're listening to records.
They're eating McDonald's.
They're making love in the kitchen until they hear a knock.
Yeah.
We've seen this one before.
We have. And so it's a little boy fully in shadow. He's like, is Tamara here? No, Tamara is never home.
No Tamara here.
No Tamara.
Yeah. Then they're hunted down by these people in masks and potato sacks over their heads. And
little dolly masks.
You know, we get that like last iconic line from The Strangers.
The
why are you doing this to us?
The rough cut of the line. Because you're here.
They had to try the line out a couple times because you were home. So if you go to AMC theaters when the Nicole Kidman thing comes on, why are you here?
We are here to feel. Yeah,
exactly. They should cut that into the Nicole Kidman skit at AMC.
Or if one of the strangers is Nicole Kidman, then I think I will love this movie a lot more.
It is directed by Rennie Harlan. Does that name sound familiar to you?
It does not.
I think we had talked about Rennie Harlan in some movie recently. I don't know. Anyways, it sparked my curiosity. I was like, I know we normally don't do research for this, but Rennie Harlan had done a movie called Cliffhanger, anyone?
Oh my gosh, from the 90s? Sly Stallone?
Actually, that wasn't the one. That was Deep Blue Sea.
He did Cliffhanger and Deep Blue Sea?
Yeah, so he's done it. I think he also did Die Hard 2, and he did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Shut 4. Up. This guy.
The Dream Master.
He is a Dream Master. Wow. Okay. Now I actually want to see this movie more.
I don't know if that makes me want to see the movie more.
What? I loved Cliffhanger in the beginning when she's hanging and her little bear falls out of her backpack. Great directing. Yeah. I was so sad.
He also did that like 30 years ago. So.
Okay. Well, I loved Cliffhanger and Deep Blue Sea. So I'm going to like this movie.
Well, okay. So that's cool. There's a name that's attached to this and that has been attached to the Nightmare on Elm Street series. So that's a plus. And yeah. Deep Blue Sea was obviously awesome, even though it was goofy.
Yeah, but so was Cliffhanger. And it was awesome. So I'm hoping that maybe this has a little bit more comedy because the first Strangers was so dark. And I just felt so, as I said, sad afterwards. So I'm looking forward to this being scary, but maybe having a little bit more humor.
I would be very surprised if there was humor. So to me, in this trailer, okay, maybe this is the fault of the trailer because they're trying to hook people to go see this movie as another iteration of The Strangers, or like, let's see the backstory. How did it all happen? Should we say who the actors are in it?
Honestly, the only people I recognized were Richard Brake, who we saw in the diner, and Olwen Fuere, who I feel like has been blowing up in the horror world. She played Sally Hardesty, or the comeback of Sally Hardesty, in the latest remake of Texas Chainsaw.
That tragic role.
Very disappointing film for me because of that. But
what are you talking about? It had one of the most iconic lines in recent horror movies.
You're canceled, bro.
Exactly. I'm glad you got it. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Can't tell Leatherface he's canceled.
Oh, man. So, yeah, maybe we're going to get that kind of movie where the couple shoves their phone in front of the strangers. You're canceled, bro.
Well, this is a prequel, right? So yeah. I feel like before the Liv Tyler one, people weren't getting canceled.
So this is like early aughts. These are like early aughts hipsters.
Or like aught teens.
The Strangers 2012? Was Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
No. It was Liv Tyler.
How terrible.
Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman.
Oh, wow. What movie am I thinking of?
A Quiet Place?
Oh, well, The Strangers was pretty quiet, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Scott Speedman, Ocean's 11.
No, Felicity.
Felicity, okay.
He was the love interest Tyler, of Felicity. Yeah. Strangers came out in 2008.
2008. So, okay, so I'm going to assume that this was maybe the year before, which is why we have this sort of like quirky indie song. Yeah. I don't know what song it is, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess it's like Cold War Kids, and the song is probably called like Trouble.
Trouble. Don't own my life.
Or like yeah. Cage the Elephant, something like that. It's like that era. So is this an anti-indie rock couple movie or
anti-indie rock couple?
Yeah.
Can I make some predictions?
Yes. Let's hear your predictions.
Okay. I mean, I would love it if Richard Brake was the tall male stranger with the potato sack head. Mm. I don't know if we're going to get that lucky though. I feel like he's going to be like a red herring. I feel like he actually is going to be like a legit cop in town and then get killed.
Is he the sheriff?
He's the sheriff in the diner. Mm. So I thought, oh, you're going to think he's the bad guy.
You think he's going to get killed or you think he's going to save the day?
I kind of think he's going to get killed. I kind of feel like...
Is this the kind of movie where everybody dies because the strangers leave no prisoners?
They leave no prisoners.
Everybody dies.
And I think the strangers are always just kind of passing through town. Mm. So I don't think this is like the hometown of the strangers. I think it's like they're passing through. You're going to think that Richard Brake is the main guy because he's tall. But I think he's actually going to get killed, unfortunately.
Do you think we had a scene Prey at Night to watch this one? Do we need to watch Prey at Night?
I'll watch Prey at Night, but I don't think you need to see that in order to see this one.
Okay. Do you have another prediction?
Yes. I think at the end, when the main guy, the couple dude, when he has the shotgun pointed at the stranger's face, I think that's definitely his wife that they've kidnapped and put a beanie on her head and then the mask on her face.
Oh.
Because they're hoping that he shoots her, but he's not gonna.
That's one of the advantages of being a masked killer is you can just put your mask on someone else and they kill you and they think that they killed the killer.
Yeah,
because... Like in H2O.
Exactly. Because in that scene, the stranger, quote unquote, is like shaking her head and screaming at the guy. I'm like, the only reason why she would do that is if it wasn't really the stranger.
Right, it seemed a little uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
All right, that is a great prediction.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, my prediction was that everybody's going to die except for one townsfolk to carry on the lure of the strangers.
You actually think everybody in town's gonna die?
No. I think that, yeah, exactly.
The entire town.
Yeah, the town's going to get nuked by the strangers.
So it's a Return of the Living Dead scenario.
You know, like once you get into the sequels or prequels or whatever, they kind of jump the shark. So you have Leprechaun with an AK just blasting fools in space. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
So this is going to be about the backstory of the strangers. How did they get to be how they were? So my prediction for that is that they were themselves a loving couple because it seemed we saw one scene where they're holding each other and it's like really tender.
It did look very sweet.
But they have like some minion kids helping them. So there's three, right? I would say there's three strangers.
Yeah. And there's definitely a little boy that knocks on the door, even though in the Strangers from 2008, it's two women and one guy.
Okay.
So I don't know where this little boy came from.
I was trying to predict that maybe the strangers were a loving couple themselves who had faced some sort of tragedy and then became killers. So maybe they lost a child. Ooh, maybe it's like one of those things where some city folk came to stay at their Airbnb and they trashed it.
And so now they're out income. For
revenge against all couples who come to stay in their cabins. Yeah.
Couples it's be that have like no that. Respect.
Yeah.
They get their French fry ketchup all over the place.
Yeah.
I kind of think that the couple just wants to spice up their love life and they're bored and they're like, let's go kill together.
Wow. Well, that's more dark than my idea and definitely not as stupid as my nuking idea. But would I like to see it happen? Yes, of course I would.
Okay, you can't nuke the town in a prequel because where do you have to go from there?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I think that this movie, as it's presenting itself in the trailer, is like a direct ripoff, but the prequel version, because it touches on all of the things that are in The Strangers that are memorable about The Strangers. It's like the couple and they're alone. It's quiet. They're playing a record.
Oh, yeah, that record.
It's late at night. So it's like even the, you know, they're tied to the chair and they're being tortured. And then there's the line.
It's why like, are you doing this?
Yeah, because yeah. you were here.
Do we think that's going to be the last moment in the movie, like in the 2008 version? Or like
one I don't of the last know. I really hope they do something else with the movie because I don't want to just see the strangers in a prequel, modernized prequel yeah. version, because that is very boring to me.
Yeah.
And it kind of destroys all of the things that made the first movie really creepy.
Yeah.
Because you don't really have any explanation. It's just these people that came and terrorized
this couple. And it simply was just because they were home. And right. it was a very slow evolution of creepy things happening and escalating.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that moment, that iconic moment where they're tied to the chair, perhaps that happens midway through and they get out somehow. Mm. I would like that if that does not end up being one of the last scenes we see with our couple, if they actually get out and then they have more terror that ensues, I would like that.
Yeah. If this trailer is like a fake out, so they made this trailer just to get people excited for like, oh, there's a new Strangers movie and it's going to be exactly like the other Strangers, then that's going to be a pretty weak movie. But if they do something different, even if what you were saying, Rennie puts some comedy in it or a Deep Blue yeah. Sea moment where a shark comes out of nowhere and just kill somebody.
Yeah, maybe Richard Brake has a really good motivational speech and then boom, alligator eats him.
But unfortunately, he's just directing it. It has like three other writers. It has, well, two other writers, Alan Cohen and Alan Friedland.
The Allens.
So, okay, come on, Allens. You got to do this. You can do this.
Something clever has to happen. Two minds are better than one.
The thing about backstories, seeing like the hows and the whys and the backstories and all that kind of stuff, then it just takes away from the creepy factor.
You're explaining away the creep
of the unknown. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. If that happens too much in this movie, I'm not gonna like it. If they do something that is kind of weird or different, then I will like this movie more.
All right, let's look at that poster. We have a window with our tall potato sack stranger and one of the female dolly face mask strangers, and then
it's like a baby stranger.
Baby stranger, a knife, and you can see the reflection of our ingenue.
But not the husband, just the lady.
Yeah,
right?
Just the lady.
And she's wearing something kind of scantily clad. Like
a nightgown?
It looks like she's wearing like
a boyfriend shirt, boyfriend man shirt.
It's a dress shirt, but it's like a man's dress shirt and nothing underneath. So it's very risque. This poster looks like if they put the FX logo on it, I would believe it.
FX?
Yeah, it looks like this. This is like a made for TV poster.
When I first glimpsed it, I thought they were in a subway car. And it was a bit confusing to me. I was like, oh, they're in a subway car? They get to New York somehow? So I think this poster is a little bit confusing. It's showing you too much. I really feel like it should just be the three strangers.
And their tagline is, they don't need a reason. But apparently they do. The whole point of the movie is to give us this backstory. Like, that's what a prequel usually does.
Yeah.
People like prequels for yeah. that reason, because you get the explanation as to why. But here it says they don't need a reason.
So maybe they don't explain why. So maybe that will be a pleasant surprise. But overall, this poster, I will say this poster is pretty weak. It's too busy. It needs to simplify it a bit. We don't need the young ingenue wearing her man dress shirt and no pants. If it was just the three strangers in the window and a knife, then that's enough for me.
Well, what's your merch then? You gonna get a sticker?
I am probably gonna get a mask.
What about like a if someone walks by and gives you a flyer, are you gonna keep it or are you gonna like toss it?
I never keep flyers. Definitely gonna toss the flyer. Ooh, maybe a smoke detector, like a nod from the first one. Maybe
these merch ideas are gold, people.
All right, maybe a record. Maybe I would like a stranger's record.
If the soundtrack's really good, then sure.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to pay $40 for a vinyl, they cost these days.
I want a free merch record.
Oh, free. Okay.
A free merch record.
Well, if it's free, that's different. If free, I'll take anything.
Yeah, that has a little stranger dolly mask in the center, so it spins around. It's like, oh, the dolly's going in the circle. Scary.
You know, I'll take a promotional bookmark and I'll use it for the day.
When do you think you're going to see this? Opening weekend in theaters eventually? Wait for streaming or saw all you need to see?
I think I saw all I need to see, honestly. All right. You know, I'm going to bump it up to a wait for streaming. I know myself and I know that I'm going to see it in the theaters eventually.
Because we have AMC A-list, but if we didn't, then yeah, this would probably be a wait for streaming for me.
Yeah.
For streaming after I watch Prey at Night.
I guess it would be creepier to see this kind of movie in theaters.
It would
be creepier. But also, like, okay, home invasion movies, are they scarier to watch at home while you're by yourself with all the lights off?
At night? That could be the better scenario.
I really loved The Strangers original film. Haven't seen the second one. This third one, I don't have high hopes for, but in those lack of hopes, I'm hoping that it makes me rethink my hopes.
And you know what? The third installment tends to be the most fun and funny. So maybe this will be a laugh riot. Here's hoping, Rennie.
Strangers, Chapter One, a comedy.
Comedy from the maker
Ooh,
of...
Ooh, make it into a musical.
Make it into... What?
Yeah, I want to see a musical.
Do you want to see a musical?
Just for the absurdity of it.
Okay. Well, Dix the Musical was very fun.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. All right. Okay.
If you liked Dix the Musical, you might like Strangers Chapter One.
I thought you were going to say, all right, if you like Dix the Musical, please subscribe.
There's one really funny scene, and go watch that scene in Dix the Musical.
And then come talk to us later.
Two words, sewer boys.
You spoiled.
No, I didn't. Sewer Boys. That's not a spoiler. Sewer Boys. All right. The end. Thank you for watching and or listening. This has been another episode of
Got It.